talking of Maryborough, the heartbeat of the Central Goldfields Shire, their CEO, Lucy Roffey. Good morning to you, Lucy.
Good morning.
Oh, you sound up and about today, looking forward to the first round of the finals, and the Dons are in it. Fantastic.
The Bombers, actually.
Ah, well, the Dons. I prefer the Dons in this politically correct world in which we live.
Did you say the Dons? I thought you said the Dogs.
No, Dons. D-O-N-S.
The Dons.
Yeah.
No, very excited. I was a bit worried about them getting into the finals, and there were so many things that had to go right, and luckily it all fell in their favour, plus they played great football. So
terrific.
Really pleased to see them in the finals. Very
now,
exciting.
Listen, whatever position you're standing in now, don't move, because your phone was going a bit dodgy there for a minute, but it's clear now. So if you happen to be standing on one leg with one arm in the air, I'm sorry, you've got to stay like that for the next 3 or 4 minutes, okay?
Yeah, I think you edited out your football talk, which is fine by me. Anyway, let's have a look at the Central Goldfields Shire Volunteer Strategy and Action Plan.
Yeah, we had a council meeting last night, and the council adopted our Volunteer Strategy and Action Plan. And this plan is in place to support the number of volunteers that we have in the Shire. We actually have 42.9%, which is higher than the Victorian average of volunteers, which is terrific. But you know, they carry a big load and always looking for more volunteers. So this plan sort of sets out a number of actions so that we can firstly help support the current volunteers, how we can help recruit new volunteers. And this is not just for the things that council does, but across the whole community. And one of the other things that's happened during the year too is we have now got in place, which is run by volunteers, a Maryborough Volunteer Resource Centre, which is terrific. So that's a place that people can go to learn more about volunteering and how they can get involved and also to support volunteers. So there's lots going on, and it's such an important part of the community having volunteers to help, you know, deliver services and support other people.
Yeah, most certainly. Now, the Draft Disability Action Plan, good news, that's been endorsed at the council meeting.
Yeah, and this one is one that's out for comment. So we really encourage people to have a look at this plan and to make comments and to provide feedback so that we can then adopt a final plan. But this plan really sets out how we can improve access to services across the Shire for people with a disability. And again, not just council services, but all services. And sometimes that can be actual, you know, physical access, but also information that's online. So making that more accessible in more formats and helping people with a disability have equal opportunities to participate both in work and community life and just being more visible. So, again, lots of actions in there, and that will be on our Engage part of our website, and people can get on there and have a look and make comments up until about 13th of September, and then the final one will be adopted at the October Council meeting.
Your next instance has actually triggered something. Remember, I became a citizen 30 years ago this very year, and you've welcomed some new citizens into the Central Goldfields Shire.
We did. We had 9 new citizens at a ceremony last week. We managed to sneak it in just before the lockdown, which was fantastic because it was so nice to be able to do it face-to-face. And, people who become citizens, there were a range from, you know, people from England, New Zealand, China, Cambodia and Vietnam, each with a different story. And some people who have lived here for, I think I was speaking to one gentleman who lived here for 30 years and had finally decided to become a citizen. And then there were some other people who, you know, have been here, you know, just 5 or 6 years and have made that choice. So it was really, really fantastic to have the ceremony. And it was, as I said, nice to be able to do it in person and not have to do it via Zoom.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic, and we welcome them to. Now I have to start calling Steve now, Aussie Steve, I reckon.
Nah, it never happens, yeah. Does it?
Well, you
never lose the accent, do you?
No, I've put it on. Yeah, when I speak normally, I speak like you lot, but no, no, I don't.
That's a good try.
Well, that's great, Lucy. Listen, thanks so much for that. Good luck on the weekend with the footy, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Great, thank you.
Lucy Roffey, CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire on the Wake Up Call.